Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To the end zone. Touchdown, Pittsburgh! Jesse James! Two plays, they take it the distance.
After reviewing the play, the receiver in the end zone did not survive the ground. It's an incomplete pass.
Oh, my goodness!
It'll be Pittsburgh's ball. Second down and 10.
Now the pressure. Brady heaves it. And is it intercepted? He came down with it. And a feet down for Hayden. Intercepted. Ruling on the field. The feet were down.
A low light and a highlight from this series over the last few years. The Patriots boys are 15-4 against the Steelers since 1998. 15-4. Mike Tomlin 3-9 against the Patriots, including recent losses to none other than Bailey Zappi and Mac Jones. And Aaron Rodgers has never won in Foxborough. Now it's a different Patriots outfit. One thing's the same as it always is. You got, what's his face? McDaniel calling plays. But you got Mike Vrabel as the head coach. Now you've got Drake May, who they think is the second coming. But Foxborough will still present Foxborough problems. I saw Cam Hayward yesterday said, hey, hopefully they don't pull the fire alarm.
Yeah.
Hey, Cam, guess what? They're not gonna. You know why? Because you stink. They don't respect you. They don't fear you. No one fears the Pittsburgh Steelers anymore. Prove me wrong. Go in there and prove me wrong, Cam. I have hated the Patriots for as long as I can remember. Doran, you played with the Patriots. You once walked into a sauna and were joined by a hairy Bill Belichick.
Correct.
You once received Uggs as a Christmas gift from Tom Brady.
Correct.
You have made me respect those guys more than I did prior to ever doing the show. My hatred had blinded me from being able to respect the greatest quarterback of all time and one of the greatest coaches of all time. What do you remember about your time in New England?
Feeling like it was the White House. Like I was working in the White House and just how you walked into the building. And this is obviously different times, but you know, Vrabel's probably going to bring a sense of that mm-hmm. back because he played for Bill Belichick and played underneath Robert Kraft. And you know, he kind of is a New England Patriot through and through. But you walked in and you just felt like you were going to win.
Huh.
Like the first time I walked in, I remember walking. I was the first one there. It was real dark in the morning, early, like right now. And I just looked around at all at the walls, and they had just like pictures of like all time. You know how you walk into a facility and there's like all time pictures or Super Bowl trophies, stuff like that. And I'm like, wow, like this is the New England Patriots. This is as good as it gets. This is as good as it gets. And the feeling that I felt, I'm like, I can't believe that I'm here, and I can't believe that somebody in this building feels like I belong here. Which is a huge confidence boost. It doesn't matter if you're a practice squad. It doesn't matter if you're on the Patriots. Like, they want you there.
Belichick wants me.
Bill Belichick wants me there. But I felt the winning feeling as soon as you walked in. And then whenever you go to meetings and then you're going to the locker room, like everything was done to win. And if you didn't fall in line, then you were gone. And every single day and every single practice, I learned something new. Whether it was on offense, whether it was at tight end, whether it was what the defense did, whether it was like a certain period, 2 minute period, I learned something new every single day. And I tell people now, that was my second year in the league. That's why I think I lasted four more years in the league, because I just knew football better.
Who was the OC then?
Bill O'Brien.
Okay, it was Bob. And then, that's right.
And then he took the job during the season to go to Penn State, and then they brought in Josh McDaniels as a consultant to kind of take his place. So I had kind of both.
He did the Dean Pease thing.
Yes.
He came in as the consultant.
After he got fired from Denver that year. He got fired from as the head coach.
Right.
So as soon as he got fired, he came on as a consultant, quote unquote. And we had both, which was, I mean, think about that experience, having both those guys and Tom Brady and, you know, all the other cast of characters. Oh,
you told me, and I think you've said this on the air too, with Bill O'Brien, you know, you ran a route the way that it was designed to be run in the Bill O'Brien playbook. And then Brady, after the fact, was like, yeah, that's what it says, but you're going to run it my way. And then Bob was pretty much like, yeah, just do what Tom says.
Yeah, just do what he says. Man. Yep. I was like, I ran the route the right way. He was like, do what Tom says. What Tom wants you to do. But that is probably different. You know, I'd be anxious to walk into the building now to see how it is. It's probably a lot different. But at the same time, like I said, Vrabel still has that aura to him, that Patriot aura. So I'm sure that it's somewhat similar. It just doesn't hold as much weight as whenever you walk in, you're like, okay, Bill Belichick is the coach.
Right.
Tom Brady is the quarterback. Like, you got, Wes Welker is here. You got all these big-time names and big-time players. Chad Ochocinco was there. Like, people forget he played there. I'm like, wow. Like, you know, you walk in, you're like, okay, like this is for real.
You also told me, because that was 2011 when the Patriots, you guys went to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And you said after the AFC Championship game, it was like 4 seconds of celebration and then we're on to the next one.
If that.
That's unbelievable.
If that. It was almost like a funeral. I was like, nobody's happy. Like, like the, you know, interns and everything were passing out the hats, the AFC Championship hats and the shirts, and guys were just like throwing them in their locker. And then we just kind of like met in the locker room.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. They're just like expected to be there.
A lot of people have sort of flipped since Brady went to Tampa to win the Super Bowl there. And then Belichick struggled without him. And then Belichick has had this inauspicious start at UNC. A lot of people have credited Brady now retroactively for being the straw that stirs the drink more than Bill Belichick. And I always do think it's a player's game. And if you're a great quarterback, you're going to have more to do with wins and losses than the coach. But I feel like the mystique of Bill Belichick, while it's lost its shine now, I think that is revisionist history, man.
Yeah.
And you can speak to that better than anybody on these Pittsburgh airwaves. I don't think you can go back in time and pretend like Bill Belichick wasn't as scary as Tom Brady was. He knew what you were doing. And yeah, I know that there was the whole cheating thing, blah, blah, blah. He was just that good of a defensive mastermind. I mean, he worked under Parcells. They stopped the 49ers. He was the best defensive coordinator, one of the best of all time before he became a head coach. To act like that guy was only Tom Brady, I think, is absurd. I hated that man. And I saw him at the Combine in Indianapolis a handful of years ago. We're just walking through one of those underground tunnels, and he just walks by. And I went, hi. And he went, it's like, oh my God. It's just Bill. Just we were probably a 15-minute walk from the convention center from where the Combine actually was. And I was stunned. But I respect the hell out of Bill Belichick. I respect the hell out of Tom Brady. And it doesn't quite feel the way that it used to when it's Steelers-Patriots. But when you got those two logos matched up and it's in Foxborough on Sunday, I do think it's going to stir up some of those emotions.
Well, I'll say this about the Brady Belichick and who did what and who gets the most credit, who should. You know, I look at Bill Belichick and Tom Brady during my time was like, all right, I'm the father. You're the older son. These are the younger brothers. you know, and that's how he approached it. The thing that Bill did the best was let everybody do their job. You know how he says, do your job? Like, he never meddled into what the offense was doing, but if he had to, he would call Tom Brady out in a meeting in front of everybody. But he was like, Tom, that's your offense. You run the offense. Bill was really good at putting the structure together, you know, the everything together, the consistency of a day-to-day and what we need to get done and the timing and everything, the little things that you don't think of. That's what Bill Belichick did, and kind of everybody fell in line. But whenever it came to playing, Bill Belichick, obviously he's a defensive guy. He's focused more on the defense and the structure of the team. He let Tom do his thing. Like, until Tom would mess up or somebody messed up, it was Tom's fault.
Huh.
And he would hold Tom accountable. And think about being a young player like myself. I remember stretching the lines with Tom one time. I was like, Tom, how old are you? He was like, Doran, I'm a young 34. And I'm thinking, 34 years old? That's how old you are right now. I was like, 34 years old? I was like, that's old. I'm like,
similar builds.
I'm like, this guy has already won 4 Super Bowls whenever I was a kid. And I was thinking that. And then, you know, a little bit later in that day, you know, Tom does something in practice and gets called out in the meeting.
That's Tom Brady. So powerful for the whole
team.
It's
so powerful.
Yeah.
You're like, wow. Like, everybody was held accountable to the same level.
The other 52 guys are going, oh, man, the hoodie's calling out Tom flipping Brady. I better be on my P's and Q's.
Absolutely.
You've said, and you've alluded to it here, that it was always every last detail, every single thing in that schedule that Belichick would set out for the week. It was all about winning, and everything had a purpose.
Every single thing.
Oh, here's what we're eating in the cafeteria today. Oh, it's got a purpose. Every last thing within the organization was geared towards, this is going to help us have an edge on Sunday.
And the best coaches, and what he does, did the best was preparation. Like, in his mind, he was going to have his players prepared for any single thing that could possibly happen in a game, any single thing that could possibly happen for the opponent to do. Like, there was nothing that was, you would never get caught off guard. Like, everything was covered. He would go back, like, if he was playing, let's say, I don't know, what is a coach at the time? Like, Andy Reid, who had been a head coach for a long time. Like, he would go back and show us film of, like, Andy Reid as an offensive coordinator at a college, and this is what he did then.
Huh.
So this might be something that he pulls out in this game. Like, he would do stuff like that.
Well, and the big example was Malcolm Butler's interception.
Exactly.
Was something that they had worked on, that they had seen on film, and then it winds up coming to fruition, and they steal victory from the jaws of defeat in one of the biggest jaw-opening moments in Super Bowl history.
Now Vrabel brings a little bit of different flair and flavor.
Yep.
It's the same probably mentality, but he's coming from a player's perspective, and he also has the resume of being a head coach. So he has the ability to be dangerous. And obviously he has a big chip on his shoulder being fired from Tennessee.
Absolutely.
Going back to New England. And especially in this game, you know, you always want to one-up the team that, you know, you either played for, got drafted by, and know very well. He knows the Steelers very well. So this game is going to be interesting. I think it's going to be very close, but Vrabel is going to bring a different flair to what we've experienced in the past of the Patriots.
And there's the whole Arthur Smith, Mike Vrabel thing.
That as well.
Arthur Smith, the offensive coordinator under Vrabel in Tennessee. Those guys are very close. Arthur Smith was talking about that yesterday.
I mean, Josh McDaniels knows the Steelers probably better than any OC. He knows Mike Tomlin probably better than any OC in the NFL right now.
I hate that guy, too.
How many times has he played the Steelers?
Million different times.
Mm-hmm. He knows what Mike Tomlin's going to do.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm.
I think Mike Tomlin fairly predictable at this point, but if anybody's going to figure it out, it's Josh McDaniels. So, looking forward to this game, looking forward to the helmet matchup being one that, frankly, has scared me going back to the early 2000s. I mean, the 2001 AFC Championship game, the 2004 AFC Championship game, the 2004 regular season game, where the Steelers stopped the Patriots' 21-game winning streak, and Ben, with that play-action bomb, the Plexico Burress, and Chris Hoke started that game, and they just absolutely messed Brady up. Deshae Townsend, I want to say, had a pick for a touchdown in that game. And then you think about the 16 AFC Championship. Le'Veon Bell gets hurt, and you got the lacrosse player catching touchdowns. And I know the Steelers are favorites in this game. I don't feel good about it. Maybe it's the Patriots' mystique. Maybe it's the fact that the Steelers don't seem to be a very good football team right now, but let's get your thoughts on this, Steelers Nation, at 412-928-9370. You can give us some of your all-time Steelers-Patriots moments, but let's get a vibe check going. We're moving our schedule around today. Chris Carter is going to join us at 7 o'clock. Jason Mackey from 8 until 9. We've got Christopher Price, who has covered the Patriots for 21 years. That's as long as Aaron Rodgers has been in the NFL. He's going to join us at 8:35, Lee Sterling at 9. We've got odds and ends. So we'll start the show with a vibe check at 412-928-9370. How we feeling about Steelers-Patriots? We'll tell you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I don't fancy myself as an air raid guy, and I don't fancy myself as playing triple option or wing T. I mean, you want to be balanced, and sometimes it's week to week in your matchup. I mean, what you don't ever, regardless of what your philosophy is, you become one-dimensional in any circumstance. You're going to make life hard on yourself, especially in the NFL. And if you had, overwhelming talent, and this was the 1970s, and I could put, 135 stars on scholarship and you just bludgeon people, yeah, that'd be one way to do it. I mean, you're looking for to be efficient, explosive. They may come in the run game or, run alerts or screen game, check downs, however you get to it. The key is obviously is the score, drive efficiency, and trying to hit chunk plays. And how you get to that, you can certainly do it in the run game. We need to do more of that. In the Jets game, we hit some chunk plays and different actions. And obviously in the Seattle game, at times we did okay, and then other times we stalled out. So, so if you're talking about like an identity to give, it's not me. I don't ever hear, you never hear me say my offense. Somebody want to be labeled as a guru or give some cute title to it. I mean, we want to be balanced and we want to be efficient. We need to score points.
I like Arthur Smith. I think he's a guy's guy. I think he's a dude.
Yep.
No, he's ins. He's got a bitchin' mustache. I wonder what he does this week. I wonder what they do this week. I wonder what the plan is against the New England Patriots. And you can give us a ring, by the way. Vibe check, how you feeling about Steelers Pats? 412-928-9370. Best caller wins a pair of tickets to see the 21 Pilots at 412-928-9370. Arthur was asked about the offensive identity of these Pittsburgh Steelers, and he said, we want to be able to do everything. Okay, so the Patriots, 84% of the yardage that they've given up, 84% has come through the air.
Mm-hmm.
That's the highest rate in the entire NFL. Their defense is giving up 315 yards per game through the air. That's the most in the league. They're giving up 8.4 yards per pass, which is only better than the Bears. So is this a Rodgers game where you're attacking them through the air? Or because you've been so bad running the football and you kind of want to establish that, do you try to run the football in this game?
I think they try to be balanced as possible. I know that's just a broad question or a broad answer there, but I think that whenever you identify that somebody is so bad at giving up the pass and giving up passing yards, that it's almost you have to go through the air and you trust your quarterback to identify things at the line of scrimmage to get yourself into good positions to expose that back end and giving up passing yards through the air. So I believe that their intention is going to be balanced, but I think it'll come to a point where it's like, all right, why are we wasting our time with the run game? We know we want to fix it, but this isn't maybe the game to fix it. Let's go out and get us a win.
Yeah.
We got to win. We got to do what it takes to win. We can't really try to establish something that hasn't been working when we know that we can throw the football and we know we have Aaron Rodgers. I think that their mentality going into the game is going to be balanced, but I think it inevitably ends up being they're going to throw the ball to win.
Now, Christian Gonzalez probably going to play. He's a lockdown corner, really good player, probably a top five corner in the league at this point in his career. Second team all pro last year. Hasn't played this season. He got hurt in the very first training camp practice. So he will help their pass defense. He is, however, but one man, Doran.
Uh-huh.
Now, the Patriots, I said earlier in the week, because teams have thrown on them, they're not attempting to run the ball. I'd like to amend that. I've gone back. I've looked at some things. I've statistically uncovered some things with the Patriots. No, their run defense has actually been really good. The Patriots have stopped the opposing ball toter at or behind the line of scrimmage 36% of the time. So they're stuffing a whole lot of runs. So their run defense has been good. Their pass defense has been bad, and now they get Christian Gonzalez back. I think this is a classic game, Doran, to your point, where, hey, we got to win this thing. They're weaker on the pass side of things. We'll throw the ball, and then ideally, because we've thrown the ball well, we'll run the ball late mm-hmm. to try to salt this thing away.
Yeah.
Now, another fly in the ointment here. The Patriots lead the NFL in sacks. They had 28 sacks last year. They already have 9 through 2 games. They added pieces on that defensive front in the offseason, and those pieces have really come to fruition already.
Well, something's not adding up here for me. If you lead the league in sacks, but you also basically lead the league in passing yards, defense, you know, trying to stop the pass, like you're either getting home, and then the next time they're exposing the defense, you're not getting home. So,
right.
Like, if you don't get home, then it's guns blazing.
That's kind of what happened to the Steelers against Seattle. And Terrell Austin talked about it yesterday, that they had blitzes dialed up that were a hair off, where they're hitting Sam Darnold but not hitting him before he was letting go of the football, and it became a boom or bust situation. Milton Williams, they brought him in from Philadelphia. He's a defensive end. He's been productive already. And then they brought in Harold Landry from Tennessee, who's an outside linebacker, who has also been productive already. They had the most cap space in the NFL coming into this offseason. They spent a good chunk of that change on their defensive front, and it's already coming to fruition. But you're right, you block it up, and you're going to have the ability to make plays downfield. Here's the other problem. Steelers haven't blocked it up. As Aaron Rodgers has been sacked 7 times on the young season and hit upteen times more than that.
Well, quick game's going to be crucial then. I mean, DK Metcalf, he's got to get those drops. So hopefully the drops are out of his system, but the quick game's going to have to be crucial because Aaron Rodgers is going to want to get the ball quick. We know that. But whenever, you know, you got to win your one-on-ones, and DK Metcalf is a great receiver at doing that. That's the guy that you want in a situation like this. If they're running all kinds of blitzes and zone dogs and different pressures, get the ball out quick and let him do his thing, and then you could probably put some points on the board.
I don't have the exact stat, but something like 75-80% of DK Metcalf's targets have all come 10 yards or closer to the line of scrimmage, which is a big strength of his. And once he gets going with a head of steam, man, that's a tough dude to bring down.
Mm-hmm.
Patriots have also given up a whole bunch of yards after catch this year. So, hey, secure that football, DK, because I think you're right. You get rid of it quick, go sideways a little bit, slow down the pass rush, and then hopefully you can run the ball a little bit later on in the football game. That's some great analysis from the two of us right there.
It sure is.
Let me tell you, something. I ain't getting better analysis anywhere, and you just got right there. So how are you feeling about Steelers-Patriots? Steelers a slight 1.5-point favorite on the road in this game. How you feeling? You got the heebie-jeebies? You think the Steelers are walking out of Foxborough with a dub? 412-928-9370. Mark and Munhall, Kevin in Greensburg, and others waiting patiently on hold. We'll get to Ian's coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Here's one. Hey, this is Dutch. Just want to thank you guys for such a great show each morning. Hey, thank you, Dutch.
Nice, Dutch.
Comments like that, not going to lie. Would never lie to you. Don't know why I qualified it. They make our day. They really do.
Yep.
It's nice to wake up with you every morning, Pittsburgh. It's not lost on us how lucky we are. 412-928-9370 is a phone number that you can call as well. That's the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. How are we feeling about Steelers Patriots? Let's go to Mark in Munhall. Hi, Mark.
Hey, what's up, guys? Sorry if there's some background noise. It sounds like a nightclub in the gym this morning for some reason. But
look at you in the gym getting that pump going and calling your favorite radio show. Love it, Mark.
Of course, man. Multitasking. But no, I just think it's funny because it's the NFL, as we know, is just such a reactionary league. And week one, all we heard about was how good that Justin Fields looked. And it wasn't so much that the Steelers' defense didn't look good. But now, a week later, we might lose to the Patriots because his defense can't stop anybody.
That's
so
right.
I think that part is a little bit ironic. And as far as you said earlier, Adam, my favorite, I wouldn't even call it favorite, but I went to high school with Jesse James. So,
oh, man.
South Allegheny. Yeah.
Yes, sir. So, unfortunately, the catch is etched into my memory probably just as much as everyone else's,
well,
I guess.
Well, your verbiage is correct, and thank you for the call, Mark, because it was a catch. It was a catch.
Mm-hmm.
You show that to anybody in the world, football fan or otherwise, and they'll go, oh, yeah, he caught that football. He makes a football move. I still have a tough time with that one. That is one of the most difficult regular season losses, not just in recent Steelers history, but in Steelers history. Because had the Steelers won that game, they would have had home field advantage. I don't think you're playing Jacksonville at any point. You'd have been up for the Patriots. You'd have had him at home. Not that you'd had success against them in AFC Championship games at Acrisure Stadium, but maybe everything's different. Kevin in Greensburg next up. Hi, Kevin.
Morning, gentlemen. I'll make this quick because I'm on my lunch break, actually.
But, what? It's 6:40 a.m.
Yeah, night shift.
Nice.
Where you work, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm at a machine shop in Jeanette.
Very cool.
So, this game, is the Steelers O-line going to show up this week? And, like you guys said, if Aaron Rodgers gets time to get the ball out quick, is he going to have those 2 seconds, or is he going to be under instant pressure along with our defense? Are we going to have the downhill spiral of Terrell Austin still and have more than one player on our team being Jalen Ramsey? Or is our defense actually going to show up, get some pressure off our offense, and give us a chance?
Thank you, Kevin. Keep making those machines go.
Well, they better show up, especially off. See, I have more faith in the offense and the offensive line, and maybe slowing down the pass rush. I know that they lead the league in sacks. I somewhat right now have more faith in the offense of looking better and the offensive line looking better than the defense. I think Stevenson's going to run all over the Steelers.
Man, and they got Travion Henderson.
And Henderson. And Drake May. That's can run.
Ramondre Stevenson had like an 80-something yard catch or whatever. I mean, he is explosive. Henderson is explosive. You could do everything right defensively, to your point, and Drake May can go and scramble for a first down. Their run defense has been brutal. We've talked about that. It's really been brutal going back to midway through last year. And the Patriots can stress you in the running game. And they have not run it anywhere near as well as they thought they could coming in or have run it so far. So that is going to be a massive point of emphasis. I think the caller there, he hit on the two keys of the game. Can you protect up front? Can you stop the run? And those were really the keys in the first two games. And that's going to be what you're looking at every subsequent Steelers game until they prove that they can either protect for Aaron Rodgers or they can slow down an opponent's rushing attack. 412-928-9370. Give us a ring. How you feeling about Steelers-Patriots? It is 642. Time to make the call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums. 724-443-5610. Top of the hour, Chris Carter from the Post-Gazette will give us his key matchups to watch in this game. When we return, we will take your phone calls. And I also have, I think, maybe a reason for optimism. Beyond just this game, maybe just a reason for Steelers optimism, Doran. Okay. We'll see if it passes your sniff test.
All right.
Can either of us even sniff today? Can you smell?
No.
Nor can I.
They protect against Watt. Downfield shot for Kupp, and Jalen Ramsey steps in front of his former Rams teammate and takes it away for his first Pittsburgh pick.
Sometimes I'm so busy bitching, I miss the obvious. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. There might be a reason for optimism for these Steelers. I know that they've stunk largely defensively for the last 10 games, and so it's not just the last two. But I saw this on Steelers.com. The five Steelers defensive backs who got snaps in week two, none of them were on the team last year.
Really?
Not a single one.
Yeah.
Chuck Clark, Juan Thornhill, Jalen Ramsey,
Darius Slay,
and Brandon Echols.
Wow.
And this week, you're probably going to see, just based on what I heard from Terrell Austin yesterday, a little bit of Jabril Peppers, which means the six guys who get snaps in the secondary, because I don't think JPJ is going to play, they're all new. And the reason for optimism there, if I'm trying to polish the turd, and I guess at this particular moment I am, is, okay, it's going to take some time. It's going to take some time. Now, that being said, Chris Carter, who's going to join us coming up in about 10 minutes, did a good film breakdown on a touchdown scored in the Jets game and a touchdown scored in the Seattle game where they're deep crossers and they got burned in exactly the same way on exactly the same play. And Terrell Austin lost his mind about it in his press conference. We'll let you hear those comments a little bit later on in the show. So I can look at this optimistically, like, oh, these guys are going to grow together and they're going to get better. But at the same time, you get beat for something one week. You shouldn't get beat the exact same way the next week. I don't care if you're new or not.
Right.
These players are better than the way they've played. Darius Slay is a good football player. Jalen Ramsey is a good football player. I think Brandon Echols is a good football player. Now, Juan Thornhill, Chuck Clark, that's obviously not ideal. You'd rather have Deshaun Elliott out there. But I do think that the results have been worse than this team should be on paper. Doesn't guarantee that things turn around, but I just think they're woefully underperforming their talent level.
Yeah, it's alarming whenever guys are out of position, and they're out of position not just in one game, but the next game too. And with the same thing that's happening in front of them. Like, that's worrisome. And I know that we'll listen to Terrell Austin talk, but what isn't being received by the players? Where's the disconnect? Why are they so far out of position where they know, these guys know, they watch a lot of film, they know what's about to happen in front of them, but they're still out of position.
And they're smart players.
Exactly. Like, they know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know tendencies. You know formations. You know what teams like to run. Like, you go over that constantly every single day leading up to the game, but you're still out of position. That just, I don't know. I don't know. It just smells funky.
It does smell funky, and it rubs me the wrong way. Terribly. 412-928-9370. How you feeling about Steelers Patriots? Vibe check. Who wins the game? That's the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Like I mentioned, Chris Carter at 7 o'clock. Right now we'll go to Chris in North Huntington. Hi, Chris.
Hi, good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, we're good, Chris.
That's good. Quick question for you, and then I'm gonna hang up so I can hear the answer, but I was curious, you know, you guys just said in the past 10 games that these defensive gentlemen have not been playing up to their standards. So how much of that falls back on Coach Tomlin and the fact that he is coaching the defense?
I think it's unavoidable.
I think it's a lot.
Thank you, Chris.
It's a lot because, you know, he wanted Jalen Ramsey here, clearly. He wanted Darius Slay here, clearly. He wanted Juan Thornhill. To not have these guys prepared or ready or understanding what their responsibilities are. Terrell Austin, you know, I feel like when Terrell Austin does break down the film or goes over the defensive game plan, I'm sure Mike Tomlin's sitting right next to him.
Yes.
So
with a bag of Fritos.
With a bag of Fritos.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it falls 90% on Tomlin, 10% on Austin.
Absolutely. Austin wouldn't be the defensive coordinator if Tomlin didn't want him to be the defensive coordinator. So even if Tomlin didn't have his fingerprints all over this defense, it would still fall on the head coach. You have the highest paid defense in the NFL. You've got talent on every level, and yet you've been abysmal the last 10 weeks. Usually whenever you've got a head coach that has expertise in one side of the ball, that's the side of the ball that you're probably not going to spend as much money on.
Right.
Because you figure you're going to scheme it up. They've gone the opposite, and it still looks bad. Bob in North Versailles is one of our favorites. Hi, Bob.
Hey, guys. I tell you what. Where have you seen that this early in the season, this is a huge playoff implication game
Massive.
For the Steelers? And I trust the Patriots coaching staff more than the Steelers coaching staff, so I am going with the Patriots.
Thank you, Bob. I think I would trade Mike Vrabel for Mike Tomlin right now. How about that? How about them apples? How's that for a take?
Yes.
And it's not that I don't think Tomlin's a good coach. Really. Truthfully. I think Tomlin, if he went someplace else and his voice was new in a different locker room, I think he'd do really well. I think he would immediately elevate the floor of whatever NFL team hired him. But I just think at this point, it's like spoiled milk.
Yeah, it's stale.
It's stale.
Yeah.
And I think Mike Vrabel's a hell of a coach, and I don't think Tennessee ever should have fired him. Bunch of calls, 412-928-9370. We'll get to you in the 7 o'clock hour. But coming up next, Chris Carter is our filmer breaker downer guy for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He'll give us some matchups to watch in Steelers-Patriots. Also, get his thoughts on some personnel decisions Mike Tomlin could make on the defensive side of the ball. First, Fan Weather's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.